So there has been walks and hit batters today. Up at the plate, Ryan Winicky, shortstop. First pitch is a ball to Ryan. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ryan so far today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Shows a bunt and bunts this one foul. And the count, 1 ball, one strike. Mitch Winicky on deck. One. Colton Frith takes his lead at first. Winicky showing bunt again, puts it down. Good bunt, fielded there by Brian Marquardt, his throw to first. 5-3 on the putout. Sacrifice bunt. One out. On the play, Colton Frith goes to second. And here's Mitch Winicky. Mitch so far today, 0-for-2. He had a sacrifice bunt in his last at bat. 6-6 our score in the sixth. After a couple scoreless innings to start the ball game, the Lakers have scored one in the third, one in the fourth. Make it one in the third, two in the fourth, three in the fifth. Batting here in the sixth. Pitch in the dirt to Winicky. Now, Dingman delivers, fouled at the plate. And the count, 1-1. St. Martin beats Richmond today, 6-5. Andy Dingman's pitch. There's a drive to left. Matt Dingman back in front of the fence. Makes the catch for the out. Probably 10 feet or so away from the fence. And a long fly ball out by Mitch Winicky. Gonna bring designated hitter Chad Kunkel to the plate. To get a pinch runner for Colton Frith. Pulled in for Frith. And Chad Kunkel. Chad so far today, 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored and a walk. Been busy out of that DH spot. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, no strikes. Randy Rotstein with you, game of the week from Kimball this afternoon. We're in the top of the sixth inning, a game that's tied 6-6. Andy Dingman delivers, and here's a drive to right. There to make the catch is Scott Marquardt. That'll do it for the Lakers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 5.5. It's Kimball 6, Pearl Lake 6. More amateur baseball coming up in half a minute on KASM. All right. We've reached that 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. Thanks for being with us, our inaugural first game of the week. And we have had a little bit of everything. Some guys thrown out at home plate, third base. We've had interesting force out in the infield. Had a few walks, bunch of hit batters. Here in the bottom of the sixth for the Express will be Kyle Winter, Jovan Waldi, and Matt Dingman. First pitch to Kyle Winter is a strike called in 1-1. Kyle opened one today. He walked once, was hit by pitch once, pitch bouncing up to the plate from Winicky. And the count, one ball, one strike. One and one. Winicky delivers and Winter skies this one foul down the third baseline and out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One and two. Winicky delivers a little bit low to Winter. And two balls, two strikes. Two and two. Mitch Winicky. The pitch. Winter slams this one to left. Bergen's going to have it bounce in front of him for a base hit. So Kyle starts things in the six, and Joe Von Waldy to the plate. Joe 0 for 2 today with a walk and a run scored. As Winicky delivers, ground ball to third. Kunkel to second for one, the relay to first. In time, a 5-4-3 double play. Nice start there by Justin Kunkel at third. And two outs in the inning. Number nine hit Matt Dingman to the plate. Matt so far today 0 for 1. Been hit by a pitch, walk, scored two runs. 6-6 are scoring the six. Dingman takes low for a ball, 1-0. Mitch Winnick ready again. His pitch inside and 2-0. Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander delivers. That's inside to Matt Dingman in 3-0. Austin Riley, leadoff hitter on deck. Winicky pitch on the outside corner. A strike in 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Here's a ground ball, deep short, up with it, and the throw to first, not in time. And Matt Dingman's going to beat off the infield single. Unofficially for the Express today, that is their sixth hit. And Austin Rulli steps to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Winicky working again from the stretch, and that hits Rulli right in the helmet. As a Dingman had the stutter stepped over at first, and I think Winicky heard that he was going, and he let it go. And thank goodness for the helmet. That went right off of Rulli's helmet and bounced high in the air. So hit by pitch. That brings Scott Markwart to the plate. Matt Ding ends up on second, Rulli at first. Four hit batters for the Express today, along with 10 walks. 6-6 our score. And a ground ball to third. Kunkel cuts it off, and that's going to be it. He's not able to make a play, and another infield single for the Express. So a couple infield singles in the inning. We'll load him up in a hit batter. And here comes Adam Beyer to the plate. Adam Beyer so far today, 1 for 3. He was hit by a pitch. Mitch Winicky ready and delivers low for a ball, 1-0. A 6-6 ball game. The Express have stranded a ton of base runners, stranded 12 base runners today. There's a strike call in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Winicky's pitch and a swing and a miss by Adam Beyer, strike two. 1-2. Ball and strikes. Winicky's ready. The 1-2. Beyer drills it to third. Kunkel up with it to second for the force, and that will do it for the Express here in the sixth. No runs, three hits, no errors, and three left on. After six innings, it's Kimball 6, Pearl Lake 6. It's Amateur Baseball here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
All right, back out to Kimball for more Amateur Baseball. Here is Randy Rothstein.
All right, Cassandra, we make our way to the seventh inning. Amateur, unlike high school, amateur plays 9. As we get our fifth train of the day coming by the Express baseball field. Andy Dickman starting the seventh inning here for the Express. His third inning of work delivers a strike to Andy Lynn. This one is fouled right through the train cars that are going by underneath the cars, and it caroms off the train cars. Unbelievable. Yeah, kind of cool. 0-2. Lynn chops one down the first baseline. Picked up by Dingman. He shuffles it to Winter at first. And a 1-3 put out of Andy Lynn in the seventh. That will bring catcher Isaac Blitbitch to the plate. Isaac Blitbitch, so far today, is 1 for 3. Blitvich has scored a couple runs, and the first pitch from Andy Dingman is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Of course, Highway 15 is right to the back side of us, the train tracks to the left of us. And both are no more than maybe 100, 125 feet away. Dingman's pitch. There's a chopper in the hole to deep short. Up with it, across the diamond, and the throw will go over Winter's head, but infield single. And they tag Blitvich, the runner. Yeah, good try there by shortstop Jovan Waldy. Joe let it fly. That's about all he could do, is Blitvich was going to beat that out. Max Box plate for Pearl Lake today. They now have 9 hits. Andy Dingman works from the stretch. Here's a bunt by Fox over to third. Brian Marquardt comes in to field it. Nice play by Brian, 5-3 in the putout. Fox with good speed. Just about beat that out. We'll move Blitvich to second, and now we're going to get a pinch runner. Tommy Lynn steps to the plate. Two outs. And the pitch. High for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Tommy Lynn. The pitch. There's a strike call and 1-1. Our game of the week, amateur game of the week here on KASM. One ball, one strike, two outs, one on. Lynn plays off that high fastball in the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Andy Dingman working from the stretch. Delivers and Lynn skies this one to center field. Now right fielder Scott Marquardt comes in to make the catch for the out. And that will do it for the Lakers in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. 6.5. It's Kimball 6 and Pearl Lake 6. Amateur baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
All right, back out to Kimball for more amateur baseball. Here is Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Cassandra. Bottom of the seventh inning. And the Kimball Express will bring Ben Johnson, Brian Marquardt, and Zach Sufka to the plate. Facing Mitch Winicky. Mitch came on in the fourth inning in relief of starter Mitch Ergen. And Johnson in the batter's box right now. 1-for-3 on the day, takes the first pitch. Fly ball to left field. Ergen underneath it makes the catch for out number one. Brian Mark to the plate. Brian 0-for-1 today has walked 3 times. Brian, the third baseman, has been busy defensively over at third two for Kimball today. Takes a called strike from Mitch Winicky and 0-1. Curveball, where it chops it foul in the batter's box on the count 0-2 to Brian. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Brian Marquardt back into the box. Righty on the mound. Here's Winicky's pitch. Low and away. And the count will fall 2 strikes. One and two. Chopper to short. Up with it and over to first. 6-3 on the put out of Marquardt, 2 outs. So Ryan Winicky over to first base, Andy Lynn. And now Zach Sufka at the plate. Zach, so far today, 0-for-2. A walk, was hit by pitch. And Mitch Winicky delivers. Outside of ball, 1-0. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-6 our score. Kimball and Pearl Lake. The first ever amateur baseball game of the week here on KASM. Which outside to Sufka and the count now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and Sufka will take high on 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike called in 3-1. Okay. 3-1 count. Winicky Delivers, and Supka pops this one up over by first. And now the pitcher, Winicky, will come over in front of Andy Lynn, making a catch for the out, and that will do it for the Express in the seventh. No runs, one hit. No, excuse me, no runs, no hits. No errors, and no left on base. We played seven. It's Kimball six, Pearl Lake six. Amateur baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
All right, it is 18 minutes after 4, 68 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back out to Kimball for more amateur baseball. Here is Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Cassandra. Top of the eighth inning coming up. Pearl Lake will send their 2-3-4 hitters, Justin Kunkel, Colton Fruth, and Ryan Winicky, to face Andy Dingman. 6-6 our score. Justin Kunkel so far today is 1-for-4, and Dingman's first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Base hit by Kunkel back in the third inning. Andy begins his fourth inning of relief work. Here's a shot past Marquardt at third and down into that left field corner. Big turn at first by Justin Kunkel, but he'll hold on with a single. So Kunkel gets things started in the eighth. These two teams have been able to match each other's runs for the most part today. Pearl Lake started the scoring in the third with a run in the third. Kimball matched that with a run in the third. Pearl Lake scored two in the fourth. Kimball matched that with two in the fourth. Pearl Lake scored three in the fifth. Kimball matched that with three in the fifth. So it is 6-6 here in the eighth. And a strike to Colton Pruth. Colton is 1-for-2 today. He's been hit by the pitch twice as he squares to bunt and holds back a ball called in 1-1. The Lakers looking for that go-ahead run in the eighth. Justin Kunkel leads at first. Winter holds him there. Here's the pitch. Good bunt by Pruth. A throw to first as Zach Supka gets the put out. Make a 2-3 on the put out. Colton Pruth, when he took off out of the batter's box, he had to make sure that he didn't hit the baseball as he had a high step over it. So the sacrifice in order, 2-3 on the second goes Justin Kunkel. And here's cleanup hitter Ryan Winicky. Ryan 1-for-3 today. He had a sacrifice bunt in his last at bat. First pitch is a strike and 0-1. Andy Dingman from the stretch looks back to second and comes home. Here's a ground ball to Marquardt at third. Brian knocks it down with the body. Throws to first. Winter, the big stretch. Out, says the umpire. And 5-3 in the putout. Kyle Winter had to go way to the right field side of first base there. A big stretch. And Ryan Winicky retired. 5-3. Holding on the play at second was Justin Kunkel. Going to bring Mitch Winicky to the plate. Mitch is 0-for-3 on the day. Dingman's pitch. Inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 6-6 in the eighth. Andy Dingman delivers. Here's a ground ball to Marquardt at third again. Brian up with it. Over to first. 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for Pearl Lake here in the eighth. They leave a leadoff single out at second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. 7.5, Kimball 6, Pearl Lake 6. Amateur baseball here on KASM. Our game of the week is back in 30. Thank you, Cassandra. 6-6 our score. Pearl Lake 6 runs on 10 hits. They've committed one error, and they have left 11. Kimball 6 runs today on 8 hits. They've committed four errors, and Kimball today has left 15 base runners. To the bottom of the eighth inning, and scheduled to hit for Kimball, Kyle Winter, Jovan Waldy, and Matt Dingman, 7-8-9 in this express lineup. Kyle Winter's base times today. He's 1-for-2, walked and was hit by a pitch. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Mitch Winnicke. Looks down to Isaac Blidrich now for the sign. Winter digs in the batter's box. And the first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Winnicke's pitch, Winter swings and misses. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Mitch Winnicke kicks, delivers. That's outside and low. And the count, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's Winter chopping one foul over to Tom Marquardt at third. In that coach box, Tom picks it up, throws back to Winnicke on the mound. Six six up score here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to Winter. That bounces up to the plate. Count full at 3-2. Winnicke ready. Winter follows this one back and out of play. The count's still 3-2. Kyle Winter, first hitter here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Winnicke delivers and right down the middle. Strike three called. So Winter gets caught looking. Here's Jovan Waldy. On Waldy so far today, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Matt Ding on deck for the Express. Pitches inside to Joe and 1-0. Pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. In one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. A swing and a miss by Von Waldy. And 1-2.